Stryker Bay is a lovely little cove alongside the St. Louis River near Lake Superior in Duluth, Minnesota. It's a gentle water with ducks in the summer and a shady hiking path along the shore. Tim Leland lives along the shore. From his home, he sees waterfowl and fouled water.
Stryker Bay is a shallow bay. It's 6 foot at the most of water, but there's a silt that's underneath it and all this tar and stuff that's coming out. Summertime there, we do have a lot of oil that makes the surface there.
The bottom of Stryker Bay is a biological time bomb. Under the sand are pools of oily stuff that experts call polynuclear aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. For nearly a century, Stryker Bay was an industrial sewer. PAHs were first identified under the bay in the 1970s. That tar-like stuff is still there. There's not enough money and little agreement how to get rid of it. But what if you could make pollution go away by throwing a switch? That's essentially what a German-based company promises, and U.S. officials are listening. The first underwater test in the United States of electrochemical geo-oxidation treatment is underway in Duluth, and early results show promise. It's a simple concept, according to Ken Whittle, with Electro-Petroleum, Inc., who describes the process underway behind him in a pair of water-filled pits.
It's a pretty simple kind of thing. If you want to look at it, if you have a battery charger at home, you plug the battery charger in, you take the two leads and you connect them to the terminals on a battery. Well, that's pretty analogous to what's going on here.
Each pit is filled with polluted mud and covered with water. Metal pipes are sunken into the muck. In one pit, a carefully controlled electrical charge pushes electrons through the sediment between the pipes. It's supposed to break the electron bonds of dangerous molecules like PAHs. What's left is harmless, like carbon and water. The test is financed by the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the agency responsible for dredging shipping lanes. Dealing with polluted sediment is a huge expense, according to Army Corps researcher Tommy Myers.
It's a real big problem for us to dispose of that material. We can't put it back into the water, and typically we confine it in a what we call a confined disposal facility and just store the material into perpetuity and let it break down by natural processes, if it will.
Officials would rather destroy pollutants than store them, but conventional methods are expensive, smelly, and noisy. And they all require dredging, and that's expensive.
And this particular technology wouldn't necessarily require dredging. There's very little noise or gaseous emissions associated with it. And the main thing is it could be applied in situ, that means in the water without having to dredge.
Proponents say electrical chemical geo-oxidation is a bargain. Pollution officials say conventional methods might cost as much as $200 to clean up a single cubic yard of sediment from Stryker Bay. But according to David Bowman with the Army Corps of Engineers in Detroit, electrical cleanup might cost a quarter of that.
Our goal with this project was to find a technology that would work for around $100 per cubic yard. The vendor talked about that they might be able to treat material for around $45 to $50 per cubic yard at Duluth Harbor.
And the contractor claims the process works fast. A typical site can be cleaned in just a few months. It's also supposed to work on metals like mercury, which attach to the electrodes, which can then be disposed of in a hazardous waste facility. In the Duluth test, PAHs have decreased by 45% in about a month. That's promising, although far from conclusive. The process won't get every molecule, but it's intended to reduce contaminants below dangerous levels. Tests began in Duluth this summer, but results are several months away. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Kelleher.